Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Let's face it, the days of pretending like our differences don't exist are over. And yet there continues to be a lot of hand-wringing amongst business leaders and HR professionals as they wonder whether they should allow sensitive or political topics to be discussed in the workplace. Of course, avoiding tough conversations, whether you're at work or at Sunday dinner with the extended family, is a lot easier, especially if you all have differing views. And that has been the approach most businesses have taken. Being noncommittal feels safe and easy. But more and more, people want to know what their organization stands for. If you value diversity, that also includes embracing diversity of thought. As an HR professional, I always recommend that my leadership team puts their perspective out there, while at the same time modeling acceptance for other opinions. As leaders, it's important to be transparent about what you stand for and to accept that not everyone shares your viewpoint. For example, at my current company, we believe that Black Lives Matter is not a political issue, it's a human rights issue. To further that point of view, we embrace Juneteenth, bringing in a variety of Black speakers to share their experiences, and we open up the floor to anyone who wants to participate in an effort to educate and raise awareness. I don't insist that every single employee join in these conversations, because I know that some people don't want to or aren't ready to. Of course, we need to navigate these waters carefully and openly. I, for one, am never afraid to go there. I know that I may stumble from time to time, so I make it a point to listen to my team as they help guide me with their feedback. But once you open the door, it can't be closed. This means supporting, as opposed to editing, a wide variety of conversations. My goal is to work with leaders to create a safe space for our team as we raise awareness, foster connection, and encourage mutual understanding. Acknowledging the very major and real historical socio-political issues of our time is the right thing to do, and it also drives engagement and deeper relationships. In this moment, it is simply too critical to ignore. With a perspective, I'm Tracy Cote.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond, with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcasts too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.